こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。1個目、先週木曜日、イギリスのエリザベス女王が96歳で亡くなりました。エリザベス女王はイギリスの君主として歴史上最長となる70年間にわたって在位していました。来週19日にウェストミンスター寺院にて国葬が執り行われ、日本の天皇陛下含め世界各国の首脳や王族が参列する予定です。本日午後5時から国葬当日の朝までは棺が一般に公開され市民が弔問できますが、およそ75万人が訪れると見られており、場合によっては12時間など夜通し列に並ぶ必要がある可能性があります。息子であるチャールズ国王はすでに即位していますが、正式な戴冠式は来年行われる予定です。
Last week on Thursday, Queen Elizabeth II died at the age of 96 years old. She was the longest living monarch in the history of England, ruling for 70 years. Next week, on the 19th, funeral services will be held at Westminster Church.Various royalty and leaders from around the world, including the Emperor of Japan, are expected to attend. From 5 p.m. today until the funeral, the casket will be visible to the public, who may pay respects. However, it is expected that 750,000 people may attend, potentially resulting in wait times up to 12 hours or overnight. While her son, King Charles, has already been enthroned, a formal coronation will be held next year.
Yeah.もうこれしかニュースやってないんだけど、今一番の話題はやっぱりこの弔問、 Lion in State、 棺が、ウェストミンスターにあって、それを普通の人が見に行けるんだよね、
うん、
でそれが今日の夕方から始まって、月曜日までやるんだけど、昨日地図が公開されて、並ぶ ここをこうやって並びますよみたいな、それがもう7キロぐらいあるのよ、
うん、
だからウェストミンスターからテムズ川橋渡って、もうなんていうんだ、タワーブリッジとかも越えてもっと先まで、だから距離で言うと新宿から恵比寿越えちゃうぐらいのとんでもない距離が予想されてて、でもうだから昨日の夜からもう並んじゃってる人も数千人ぐらいはいるっていう話で、
うん、
だからトイレとか水飲み場とかを大量に設置して、まあ、レストランとかカフェも営業時間伸ばして、ボランティア1000人以上動員してみたいな感じで、もうものすごい一大イベントというか、
うん、
多分すごいことになるんじゃないかみたいな、歴史的な行列。
Are you going?
No, 行かないよ。
行かないの？
いや無理だよ。だから一応ね、なんかリストバンドをつけてもらえるらしいのね。でそこで番号が振られてるから、その一時的に列を離れてトイレ行ったりとかしても戻ってこられるような仕組みにはなってるらしいんだけど、
It's a lot of wristbands、
うん、しかも7キロね、まあ、何万人何十万人が並んでる場合、まずその自分が並ぶためにどこに行けばいいのか、そのリストバンドをどこでもらうのかとか、そういうオペレーションがよく分かんないんだけど、とにかくその、ね、並ぶ一番最後尾まで移動して、でそこからこの十何時間とか、うん、まあ、場合によってはメディアによっては、ね、30時間ぐらいはかかるんじゃないかとか言ってる人もいるんだけど、いやすごいことになりそうです。本当に
They're gonna need a lot of security
そうだから当然そのバイデンも来るし、日本から天皇陛下も来るし、それが同じ場所に集まってしまうから、あのテロとかね、そういうのも厳戒態勢になるはずみたいな。
バイデンは not gonna line up though, right?
バイデンは not gonna line up。
He gets to skip the
line。 要人は、そう、要人はね、
He has a different wristband。
当然あの並ばなくていいんだけど、そういろんな国から本当に偉い人が集まっちゃうから、セキュリティは本当にすごいことになりそうだよね。
Is the line going to be spaced out like 2 meters between every person?
無理
So it's going to be a cluster spread event, right?
あのエジンバラで亡くなったんだよね、スコットランドで。なのでスコットランドですでにこの弔問、一般の弔問っていうのはやってからロンドンに来ていて、その時並んでる様子とかも見たけど、まあ、当然そんなあのソーシャルディスタンスとかやってる場合じゃないか、普通にみんなもうきっちぎちで並んでたけどね、まあ、屋外だし。そう、いやすごい本当に、何先週木曜日にだからまず家族が集められていますみたいな報道があって、ちょっとやばいみたいな、でそこでプリンス・アンドリューの名前があったから、まあアンドリューまでこんな公に呼ばれるってことはちょっとやばいんじゃないのみたいな、本当に危ないのかもねみたいな言ってたら、やっぱりそのまま亡くなってしまって、もうだ金曜の朝うちの息子が起きて、いつもミルクシェイクっていうね、 あの子供用のアニメチャンネルがあるのね、地上波で。それが朝やってなかったのよ、で息子が怒ってて、なんでミルクシェイク今日やってないみたいな。でも当然その女王特集みたいになってて、テレビショッピングチャンネルとかはもう自粛でやってないし、
That's what it takes.
Yeah, そうそうそう、
That's what it takes for him to stop that.
で、まあ、その日ちょうどうちは息子の学校の懇親会があったんだけど、そこでもちょっとまあ黙祷しましょうとかがあったり、まあ、子供たちも、まあ、幼稚園生とかは平気だけど、ちょっと大きい学年の子とかは若干、まあ、ショック受けてる子もいる。まあ、エリザベス女王ってやっぱりね、いろんなところに顔写真もロンドンの歩いてるだけでも見るし、まあ、ある意味身近な存在というかさ、知ってる人みたいな感覚で子供たちもいるだろうから、それがなくなってしまってちょっとショックを受けてる子もいるっていうのは先生も言ってたね。
How many hours would you wait in line?
For what?
To pay respects at the casket.
いやー、待たない。
10分も無理。
10分無理。いやその、いや私昨日だっけ、献花は行ったのね、グリーンパークに行って。
5分で終わるんで。
5分ぐらいだったらいいかな。でもその献花にグリーンパークっていうね大きい公園があるんだけど、そこに献花しに行けるのね今で、すごいお花がバーってあってさ、そういうのは全然ね、もちろんイギリスにこう私はいさせてもらっている、こうよくしてもらっているっていう感謝の気持ちがあるので一応行ったんだけど、
うん、
この弔問っていうのはね、ちょっとやっぱり、まあ、ただこう棺があってそれを見る、そしておそらくロンドンでやる場合は特にもう人数が多分すごすぎるから結構なスピードで通り過ぎないといけないと思うんだよね。その、
yeah.
止まらない。
How long do you have? Is there like a guy with a timer? Or like a...
いや本当に多分さーっと、何博物館とかみたいな感じでさ、もうみんなが並んでもさーっと通り過ぎてね、モナリザとかもそうじゃん、こう止まって混んでる時はさ止まって写真とか撮んないで、もうはいどうぞどうぞどんどん進んでくださいみたいな、多分そうじゃないと月曜日までには終わんないんじゃないかね。どうなんだろう、ね、一応ね24時間空いてるんだよね。だからもう
What is this number based on? It's just a random guess, right?
What do you mean?
The 750,000 people?
ね、過去の数字を見て多分今回これぐらい来るはずっていう、
あの過去の数字
見積もりしているはず、まあ、過去に亡くなった、まあ、他にもさ王室の人に亡くなっている人っているわけじゃん、
like when?
Like I don't know, brothers and sisters and also、70年前にそのキング・ジョージが亡くなった時は、でも70年前だから今と全然違うんだけど、その時は5時間ぐらいだったしんだよね、待ち時間が。
Do they even have a train to get there back then?
そうだから昔だからネットもないしさ、その弔問の情報を得る方法もそんなにないしっていうのと今全然違う、海外からも来ちゃってる人もいるしね、観光客もいるし、
うん、
だから多分すごいことになりそうだみたいな。ただちょっと印象としてはこれも何十年前から準備してきてるわけだよね、その女王が亡くなった時にどうするかっていう、これはロンドンブリッジズダウンっていう作戦の名前だったらしいんだけど、まあ、亡くなった瞬間から どういうふうに公表してどういうタイミングでメディアにお知らせしてどれぐらい喪に服す期間を設定して国葬はどうするとか何十年前からも細かく細かく全部決まってて、だからある意味すごくスムーズっていうか、この弔問とかもさ、もう看板がすぐ立って、ね、方法とかリストバンドがうんぬんとかもすぐ公開されてみたいな、
mm-hmm.
だもうちゃんと準備はしてきてたんだなっていう感じはする。
When's the last time there's been sort of a super high profile death like this, where this many people gathered or Steve Jobs maybe? There was a lot of mourning for Steve Jobs. Well, there was...
まあ、あとポープとか、あのポープが亡くなったりとかするとね、まあそれすごい大きいインパクトがあってとかあると思うけど。I think the last one...It says 2005.
The last one?
The last time
Some you know, Pope?
Pope passed away.
What was his name? Was it
Pope Francis?
I thought Francis was the current
Pope
one.
Pope John Paul.
Oh, yeah.
John Paul. I don't know. But...ね、ここあのイギリスもさ当然その70年間即位してたわけだから、この王様とか女王とかが交代するっていうのが、まあ、国民のほとんどは初めてなわけじゃん、
うん、
だから、yeah. そのものすごい国として久しぶりだから、あ、女王が亡くなったらどうなるんだっけみたいな、学校とかって休みなんだっけ、仕事どうなるんだっけとか、もうなんていうの、みんながある意味新しい体験っていうかさ、初めての体験だから、そういうなんかね、のもあるし。
What did you think of the well, what was your experience of finding out this news? And what did you do when you found out?
まあ96歳だからね、そのすごく長生きだから、別にその衝撃みたいな感じではないけど、やっぱりイギリスにいる人みんなのリアクションとか、今もまあお店とかスーパーとかもいろんなところに女王の写真が飾ってあって、ショーウィンドウとかもそうだけど、まあ、女王へのメッセージとか追悼の気持ちみたいのが飾ってあるんだよね、うん、だからやっぱりすごい大きい存在なんだなと思うし、なんかその王室とか皇室とかの意味みたいなのをすごい考えさせられるというか。
Did you look at social media?
Yeah. Yeah. まあやっぱりね、あの、なんていうか、物議を醸すトピックであるじゃん、王室とか皇室っていうのは。あ、税金もかかるしとかさ。その、当然、まあ、で、特に王室、こっちの王室はその、まあ、プリンス・アンドリューもいるし、ダイアナ妃のこともあるし、そういうこう、スキャンダラスなことがすごく多いから、まあ、いろんな意見の人がいるわけだよね。
I really didn't have a clear sense of how people feel about it when I look at the news and I look at sort of formal media. It's very, you know, respectful. And when I look at social media, it's like she's dead. Fuck yes, yes. You know, like people are just losing it and celebrating her death. I mean, this is just my experience when I looked at social media, which is set to the, you know, British Twitter or whatever. But it was, it was so unbelievably toxic. It just made me think about, you know, well, my impression was this can't be representative at all. Of what people are thinking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it gives you that impression, you know, which is, I think, very destructive.
Yeah, すごい複雑なんだよね。まあ、いろんな側面があって、一個はその、まあ、まず多分エリザベス女王っていう人個人が、あの、個人としてはすごく多分偉そうじゃないとか、 あの、mm. まあ、意外とそのエンタメ的なところでノリノリで参加してくれるとか、そういうこう身近にかん、全然もう身近な存在じゃないんだけど身近に感じられるような人柄みたいなのが結構報道されることが多いから、そういう意味でこう、ね、ちっちゃい時からみんな生まれた時からエリザベス女王だったっていう人の方が多いから、
mm.
まあ、そういう意味ですごい親しみを感じてるっていうのは一つはあるし、まあ、国のために70年間頑張ってくれたみたいな感謝の気持ちを持っている人もすごく多いし、ただ一方で確かにそのじゃあアフリカとかインドとか他の国からの見られ方はどうかっていうと、まあ、どうしてもその帝国時代の面影みたいなのを、ね、その矢面に立ってエリザベス女王っていう、まあ、象徴がいるわけだから、ネガティブな気持ちの人たちも当然いっぱいいて、例えば今度そのカミラがもらうあのクラウン王冠があって、そこにもう冗談みたいなでかさのダイヤモンドがついてるんだけど、
うん、
まあ、それも、ね、インドから盗んできたみたいなさ、で返してくれって言ってるけど返してないとか、まあ、そういう歴史的な問題も当然たくさんあるし、まあ、あとその、うん、みんなやっぱダイアナ妃のこと好きな人は、まあ、イギリスだけじゃなくて多分世界中ですごく多いから、まあ、こういうねバーンってニュース出るタイミングでやっぱりみんなどうしても思い出してしまうというか、ここにいるのがダイアナ妃だったらどうだったのかなとかさ。
Did you see anything positive trending? Like I, when I opened Twitter, all everything I saw that was trending was either like celebrating that she's dead, or it was like, but it was like K-pop, or it was like Korean idols combined with celebrating her death, and I'm like, what?How do I understand?
Like, yeah, I think it's just...
I was just so shocked your... how social media... Well, we have the same Twitter, right? We're looking at
yeah,
the same
thing.
Yeah,
but we definitely have a different Twitter.
I don't think so.
No, what I mean is the algorithm is different.
I don't think it is. There's nothing on that Twitter that's...based on anything I'm doing, as far as I can tell.
What do you mean?
I think it's the same algorithm. I think it's just, it's like UK news and like K-pop, and like if I open Twitter, it tells me that it's some celebrity's birthday, like every single day.
Like everything that they show you, all these tweets, you know?Like tweets that they show me and tweets that they show you are different.
So what's real? What's on TV or what's on Twitter or like how many people are going to show up for this ceremony? You know, it's,
we never know, but まあだからその辺にいる人と話してまあ実際にね現地にいる人と話してとか、まあそういうね、喧嘩の場所に行ったりとかそういうところで、まあ、当然デモしてる人、あのデモして逮捕されてる人が3人ぐらいいたのかな、それも、まあ、逮捕されてることに対しての不満みたいなとかも、
mm. What were they demonstrating?
Just like まあ abolish the monarchy 的なこととか、まあ、やっぱりプリンスアンドリューのことがあるから、それでどうして彼が、ね、自由に歩き回ってるのかっていうことに不満を持っている人も、まあ、当然多くいるし、
うん、
でもやっぱりあのポジティブな、例えばその、ね、弔問に行っている人の中にはすごい涙を流している人もいるし、まあ、わざわざみんながねお花をすごい手向けに行くとかそういうのを見ているとまあやっぱり合理性、あ、this, the cables are making noise. Do you hear that?
Something is transmitting through the cable.
So,
do you have one of the cables touching
no.
the computer or
no.
phone or something?
Okay, I just have to turn the Zoom recorder like tate. I don't. It's really weird.
Hmm.
Anyway, いやそう、もうなんかやっぱ合理性ではとても説明できない、その維持するだけで税金かめちゃくちゃかかるし、もう完全に世襲制で、この限られた一族がさ、とてつもない富と特権を手にしているみたいな。でさらにこの一族は歴史的にも無数のクエスチョナブルなこともしてきてて、まあ、奴隷制度とか人種差別とか、ね、で今もこうスキャンダルが結構あるみたいなさ、なんかだけどやっぱりこう合理性と別のところ、そのなんか人間の心理と か, なんか国の象徴っていう、天皇もそうだけど、ある意味ぼんやりした概念にみんなが持ってる愛着、なんかそこにこう自分とか自分の国っていうもののアイデンティティが結びついてるみたいな、
うん、
あとそういう王室とか皇室の人々が、まあ、究極の本来は倫理的なお手本であるみたいな。でそこに連携して、まあ、国外対外的なブランディングの要素があったりとか、そういうなんか意味でこう精神的な安定みたいなところにやっぱり一役買ってる部分っていうのはありそうだなみたいな、
うん、
うん、印象はちょっと持ったかもしれない。まあ、日本もね皇室があるからいろいろ考えたけど、
うん、How would you compare like 天皇陛下 andthis monarch role, like how involved in sort of political or sort of、
まあ、
nation level operational decision making and whatnot.
似てるけどやっぱりこっちの方が若干政治にマイルドに何かを言うことはでき、公には言わないけれども、王室が関わる例えば法制度とかだと一応クイーンにアプローブをもらわなきゃいけないみたいなプロセスあるんだよね。で形骸化してるって言われてはいるけど、若干やっぱりちょっとなんていうんだろうね、まだ口を出せないわけでもない、マイルドにねとかもあるし、まあこっちの方が あとは完全にセレブ的なさ、ゴシップ的な皇室に比べるともっと全然そういう要素が大きいから、
うん、
そう。
Has there been any, or what are the expectations regarding the implications of this for these former colonies, for theirfurther independence, or you know, there's like Scotland and places in the UK also that may want greater sovereignty.
Yeah, so 昨日もなんかスコットランドにまあね、ずっと昨日までは棺があったから、そこにチャールズ国王も行って、まあみんなとね握手したりとかして、まあちょっとそのやっぱり一つの国ですよねっていうのを、まあ、アピールする場でもあったと思うし、いや私はねもともと皇室とか王室っていうのは持続可能性は低いと思ってて、その200年後とか300年後に今と同じレベルで存在してるかっていうとかなり難しいんじゃないかなと思ってるんだけど、ただその一方で今すぐじゃあ廃止しろみたいなのっていうのは実際すごく現実的ではないっていう現実があるなっていうのを今改めて目の当たりにしているというか、ね、その人間社会の複雑さというか合理性だけでは片付けられないなんか部分があるなみたいな、面白いなっていうのはちょっと思うかな。
Well, if they have King Charles in there, I mean, he'sI mean, how many, is this something that they can stop doing? Or, like, how does that work? Can they stop? Like, from themselves?
本人たちにそういう力がある。ね、だから例えばその、なんていうの、もう後継者っていうのが決まってるわけじゃん？何番目何番目とかさ。で、例えばチャールズの次は誰？で、ウィリアムの次は誰？とか決まってるわけだけど、その決まってる人たちが全員ね、もう、やめますみたいな逆に王室の人たちが王室反対みたいなことになったら 違うのかもしれないけど、多分ね、チャールズ国王だってこんなに待たされて、あの今まで歴史上一番待った王位後継者と言われているから、まあ、やっと慣れたみたいな感じだろうし、ね、どうなんだろうね、
うん、
辞めるっていうのはなかなか、まあ、だからどんどん規模が縮小していくとかね、そのイベントごとにそこまでお金をかけないみたいな風になっていくのかもしれないけど、ただね、やっぱもう明日から辞めますとかそういうのはやっぱり難しい。みんながやっぱすごく国の象徴っていうすごい強い意識があるから、日本も同じだと思うんだけど、もうたとえ合理的じゃなかったとしても、それを急に辞めることによってこう何、多くの国民の精神的安定性が崩れるみたいな、
うん、
それがこう反対している人たちにとってもどうなのかなみたいな。私はどっちかっていうと、まあ、反対っていうか今、ね、別にいらないんじゃないのって思っちゃってる方ではあるんだけど、ただ現実的に考えるとっていう。
Do you feel similarly about 天皇陛下 or
なんか、うん、
So they shouldn't just get rid of these sort of royaltyDeity.
Overnight, yeah. Overnight は、うん、やめた方がいいと。
How long should it take?
いやー、わかんない。
Like a week?
まあでも、
10 years?
いや、正直その世代に、2世代とかでもかなり違うわけじゃん。ね、私たちのおじいちゃんおばあちゃんの世代が、じゃ天皇陛下について話すときと、で最近の若い子がさ、天皇の、いつも言うけど、記者会見見て天皇かわいいみたいな言っても別にさ誰も怒らないし、まあ、本人も怒んないだろうしみたいな、すごく変わってるから、ね、1世代2世代ここから先じゃうちの息子の世代うちの息子の子供の世代とかどんどんなっていくと、もっと多分徐々に変わっていくと思ってて、
うん、
でもそうなってくると
As casually as I can talk about royalty or 天皇陛下 like to other people, if I wasstanding in front of them, I would be as respectful as humanly possible.
いやいや、そうなの。本当にそうなの。そうなの。だからやっぱりなんかそのね、あのエリザベス女王だって別に人じゃん。普通の人なんだけど、ただやっぱりこの生まれた時から自分にその刷り込まれているというかさ、その文化的な面、伝統とか空気、この国の中の空気とかいろんなものがあって。どうしたってね、ああすごいみたいな。だそれがこうやってものすごい何十万人が並んでまでも最後にお別れを言いたいっていうのが醸成されてるわけだから、
うん、
ね、だから人間ってすごい面白いよなみたいな。
You know, she was
ガチ
ャ、Go ahead。
いや、なんかチャールズが王様になってどうなるのかなっていう、なんかちょっとそれはそれでまた変わりそうなね、まあ、いろんな過去のことをみんなが思い出してきて、まあ、今回のタイミングでみんなが忘れてたこととかも思い出してくるわけじゃない。久しぶりに考えてなかったけど、そういえばこの人タンポンになりたいって言っちゃってたんだよなとか、それがすごいネットでもね、やっぱりこうカミラさんと並んでるのを見るとそのタンポンの話を思い出しちゃうとか、そういうこうね、イメージがちょっとすでにあまり良くないから、まあ、日本でももしかして出てるかもしれないけどね、あのその何かにサインするとき数日前かな、そのインクをさどかせみたいな感じでこう周りの人にこう手でなんか命令してるのがすごいバイラルになって、
うん、
なんかすごい横柄だみたいな、でもすでにちょっと批判されたりとかもしてます、まあ、そういうハッシュタグとかもね出てるし、まあ、やっぱり個人の人気っていうのはどうしてもあるから、人気がすごいある人とない人で、
うん、
ね、その人が即位した時にどういう印象になるか、その王室ごとの印象も変わってくるっていうのもあるだろうし。
She was Queen Elizabeth II wasborn in 1926, on April 21st in Mayfair, London. 1926.
すごいよね。もうちょっと前まで1800年代だったみたいな。
Mm.
Yeah.
Can you imagine living
ほぼ100年
almost 100 years?
いや、できないし、70年間同じ仕事をするっていうことも、もう想像もできない。
She had a lot of different roles, didn't she?
Yeah, for sure.But、そのタイトルはさ70年間でそれ辞めるとかできないちゃんと転職するとかもできないし当然もねだから
I think I could be king for my whole life I wouldn't mind
I guess
King? I'll survive
まあ
It's not a bad gig、
まあ、ただそのやっぱ普通の人には想像できないね、孤独とかプレッシャーとかそういうのはすごいあるんだろうなと思うけど、まあ、例えばこっちはねちょっとメーガンが、まあ、一部の人が嫌われ方が半端じゃないみたいなそういうのもあるし、まあ、そんな小室圭さんとかも全然可愛いレベルというか、
うん、
それもちょっと見てて興味深い、I think on CNN they were showingSo William and Kate and Harry and Meghan were walking together、
mm-hmm.
and then on CNN they referred to so they talked about Harry and Meghan and then they referred to the rest of them as two other royals and それがこっちでちょっと注目されて、okay. William and Kate のことをその他大勢みたいな感じで言い方してるぞみたいな、
hmm.
すがアメリカみたいな
So they're still royals、
who?
Will it
Harry and Meghan.
Yeah.
They are, but they don't use the titles anymore.
So they're not, are not royals according to themselves, but they
yeah,
are.
Yeah, but technically he's still a prince because that's his birthright. And it's quite
it's
complicated.
Birthright,
I'm
but
not
can't
really
they
sure.
Take that away?
でも多分その I think he's still in the...何そのもし例えば彼にいろんな人に何かがあってもう彼しかいないってなっちゃったら当然彼はキングになるんだと思うんだよね。
Hmm. Wait, so they want to act like regular people, but everything's the same.
They are not, yeah.
They don't want the titles, but if something happens, he's still a king.
I think so.
Okay.
Maybe he can decline. I'm not really sure, but.
Sort of uncool.
I don't. Yeah, I still don't understand a lot of how things work. I mean,、
hmm.
I don't really understand the courts either. So,、
mm-hmm.
you know. But, yeah, I mean, some people love talking about Meghan, and so there's always hashtags that are very mean, and you know, that's pretty crazy too.
Hashtags.Attacking Meghan?
Yeah. Yeah. まあだから日本で例えるならば本当にだから小室圭さんとかがメディアのインタビューを受けて皇室にこんなことされましたこんなことされてひどかった辛かったみたいな話をするみたいな感じだから、
うん、
まあで特にその外国人だから彼女はそのやっぱり自分の国を攻撃されているみたいに感じる人も多分いるんだろうしね。
She's American, right?
Yeah.、
Mm.
Yeah. だからその外国から来て、そうなんかこう自分たちの、ね、王室なり皇室なりをすごい文句言われてるみたいな感じで捉えちゃってる人も多分いるから。Mm. Yeah. だ本当にそういう意味ですごくこうね、セレブリティゴシップ的な側面はあるよね。
Mm. Well, definitely more so than the other two. I keep forgetting their names. The other two
William
royals.
William and Kate. two other
I'm
royals.
I'm the same as CNN.、So、
two other royals. Yeah, まあ関係ないからね、普通の人にはっていうかさ、別に住んでたって実際は関係ないじゃん。So.
I really don't think that I mean, most of this doesn't affect anyone's everyday life.
Just the,
everything going on with the royalty. I mean, there's a little so. There, but certainly there is, it seems to be a lot of resentment, perhaps inherited through generations of sort of colonial violence, and slavery, and the empire, and all of this. But, you know, that's not necessarily, you know, the queen was sort of born into this, and as a human being, I don't think there's any good reason to celebrate her death, especially if it's just going to switch to this king. I don't know if anything will sort of, you know, resolve any negative sentiments about colonial past, but
まあだからそういうね盗んできたものを返すとかそういうのも一つあると思うんだけど、まあそういう予定があるのかどうかちょっとわからないし、まあそうね、私が見る限りでそのエリザベス女王云々ってよりかよりもこうチャールズがあんま好きじゃないみたいなね、やっぱりみんなダイアナさんが好きだったのもあるし。そういうのあるのかな。だからカミラさんだって権利的に言えば多分クイーンって呼ばれる、あの権利自体はあるっぽいんだけど、やっぱクイーンコンソートっていう言い方にしてるんだよね。やっぱりそこは国民の感情を優先してるというか、まあみんなが好きじゃないのは分かってるから、もうみんな分かってる、本人も分かってるから、そこはちょっと配慮するとか、そういう、yeah, どうしてもね、yeah, I can't stop thinking about this tampon story.
I don't know that story, so I don't really.
I'm sure you know. I think you just forgot because it's from years and years ago. It's from like 1990s, when. 多分みんなね頭の隅っこで忘れてるだけだと思う。衝撃的だったから覚えてね、思い出すと思うけど聞いたらすぐ、あのだから。ダイアナさんと結婚してる時に、まあ、カミラさんと浮気してたわけだよね。その時にこう、まあ、90年代だったから今だったら考えられないんだけど、まあ、彼らが使ってたお友達の別荘かなんかがタップされていて、でチャールズとカミラの電話の内容がメディアにもうトランスクリプトで出ちゃったんだよね。その時にチャールズが、あの I wish to be your tampax みたいなことをカミラさんに言ってて、
Wait, Tampax?
Yeah.
It was actual brand name.
Yeah.
Hmm. And this wasn't like Stemma.
Hmm? Stemma じゃない、 Stemma. Yeah, negative Stemma でしょ、それだった。
Is it?
Negative.
Any press is good press.
で、まあこう結構ノリノリで、そのすごい下世話な話をしてるみたいなさ。で、それをまあみんなちょっと90年代だから忘れてたんだけど、このタイミングでちょっとリサーフィッシュしてさ。あ、そういえばそんなことあったなみたいな、うん、まあ当然それダイアナさんすごいさ辛い思いをねしたんだろうし、そういうのとか思い出しちゃうとちょっとあなんかなみたいな、
うん、Did you see that someone's trying to claim that they are royalty now and they're demanding that King Charles take a DNA test and there's like it could just be some total
まあそういう人はね何百人といそうだけど、
You mean like people claiming that, not actually?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hopefully not that many actual
Yeah, hopefully not. Hopefully not.
Abandoned
but
children here.
まあでもね、カメラさん以外にはもう一人いたとかもさ、みんなも知ってる事実としてあったりとか、まあとにかくちょっと、
Oh, so it's possible, huh?
ちょっとまあなんていうか、
Maybe this guy is
サイコパス味はある。うん、なんかやっぱなんかで The Crown っていうさドラマがあるじゃん。それエリザベス女王が若い時からずっと追ったドラマで、で多分新しいシーズンでダイアナさんとかも出てきて、それやっぱみんなちょっと見てね記憶リフレッシュしてるタイミングっていうのもあるし、
うん、
こうものすごくなんかそう。結婚する前から付き合ってて、 本当にもう若くて綺麗で子供を産ませるためだけに結婚したみたいなさ、こう自分の立場のために利用した、ダイアナさんを利用したみたいな、ね、側面があるんだけども、結局こう長い間ずっとそれを押し通した結果、まあ、今ねチャールズとカミラ結婚して国王にまでなって、クイーンコンサートにまでなってとか、結局なんか思い通りになってる、そのこう理不尽さみたいなのとかもさ、なんか見せつけられてるような感じもして、
うん、
とかもあるだろうし、いやだから皇室よりね本当にもう全然こうスキャンダル味はすごいからさ、だって Can you imagine 天皇がさそんな、ね、担保になりたいとかさ言ってる会話とかもありえない、考えられないじゃん。
Well it's like Bill Clinton or something, right?
ん？
Like Bill Clinton?
なんか政治家ともやっぱちょっと違うっていうかさ、あのみんなの期待値が別になんか政治家が言ってたところで、あはいはいね、セクハラする人とかもいっぱいいるしとかって感じだけど、
I mean, it's not exactly the same, but, you know, Bill Clinton.
なんか生まれた時からみたいな人たちへの期待値がやっぱすごいあるから。
うん。
いやー。やーば。すごい、なんていうか。ね、ジュビリーもあったし。あ、my computer is not charging. Oh, it is now.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. So. Rest in peace. ちょっと行列ねどうなるか。いや、行列がどうなるかわかんないけど、多分ニュースにすごいなると思うから。今日からね。
うん。
次。バージニア大学の研究で、人は初対面の相手との会話の際、好かれるためには自分の発言量を半分以下にし、興味深いと思われるためには発言量を半分以上にする必要があると思っている傾向にあり、さらにその直感が実際は間違っていることを発見しました。実験では116人の初対面の人々をペアにして 30% から 70% までいずれかの発言量を割り当てました。すると多く話すほど相手からの好感は上がっており、また人々の直感に反して興味深いと好感は比例していました。初対面の相手からはざっくりとした印象を持たれるだけにとどまるため、大変興味深いが好感は持てないなど複雑な印象を持たれる可能性は低くなっていました。
A study by Virginia University has found that when people meet and converse with someone for the first time, they tend to think that they should speak less than half the time in order to be likable, but more than half of the time to be interesting. However, the researchers found that this assumption is wrong. In their experiment, 116 people who just met were put into pairs and assigned to speak between 30% and 70% of the time.They found that people who spoke more were generally more liked by the other person, and contrary to people's intuition, being interesting and likable were positively correlated. As people who just met tend to form a rough general impression of the other person, it is unlikely that someone will find the other person to be both very interesting and unlikable.
Yeah.この研究ではその相手を詐欺ったりとかしてベラベラ圧倒するのがいいとかそういう話ではなくて、こう普段より話しすぎちゃったなというか、これぐらい話した方がいいと思ってるのにそれを超えちゃったなみたいな場合でも別に大丈夫ですよみたいなことが言いたいんですって書いてあったんだけど、
Well, is it 大丈夫 or is it better?
They said you should feel comfortable.
Okay.
でもちょっとね、あのリミテーションというか微妙なのは、この 30% から 70% まで発言量を割り当てて会話させるときに、その話す量時間をそのリサーチャーの人がこう、あじゃああなたここまでねとかコントロールしてんだよね、
mm-hmm.
だそうするとつまりお互いその話したくていっぱい喋ってるってわけじゃなくて、ここで指示されてるからすごいこの人喋ってくれてんだなみたいな、
うん、
分かった状態で喋っちゃってるから、まあ、それとね自発的にめっちゃ喋ってるとかあんまり喋ってないとかっていうのとちょっと違うんではないかなって思っちゃう部分もあるんだけどね。
Isn't that totally different then? Like, is this useful? Is it sort of... Because I think that tension arises because someone wants to speak 60% of the time and the other person wants to speak 60% of the time, or the person continuing to talk is not giving them an opportunity to express what they want to express. You know?
そうなんだよね。なんか過去の研究でその話すだけの人と聞くだけの人っていうふうにアサインすると、話し手が聞き手を好きになるよりも聞き手が話し手を好きになる方がいいっていうのがあって、まあこれは当然その話してる人のことの方がよりよくわかるわけじゃん。聞いてる人、聞いてるだけの人のことはちょっとどういう人なのかわかんないから、まあ好きになりようがないというかさ、ある意味、それとこうインラインですみたいなことは書いてあったんだけど、確かにちょっとね、自然に自然な会話って感じじゃないから、それがすごい大きそうだよね。
うん。I don't know if there's a way to conduct a controlled experiment which is also natural.
ね。You know?難しいんだろうね、きっと。
So, do you think, does this intuitively make sense to you that it would work this way? Or what's your personal experience? If someone is talking all the time or 70% of the time, how do you personally feel about that?
This one is about when you first meet someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, oh, this person's talking, like always talking 80% of the time whenever I see her とか、
mm-hmm.
ではないっていうことを念頭に置くと、まあ、初対面で確かにいっぱい喋ってくれた方がありがたい。あの今だから私、まあ、何、9月から息子の新しい学校始まったし、新しい親、新しい先生、もう新しい人ばかり会ってるじゃん。
うん、mm-hmm.
その中で確かにすごい質問してきてくれるとか、すごい話してくれる人はありがたい、楽だなとは思う。あんまりこう喋んない人だとこっちはすごい頑張らなきゃいけないじゃん、
うん、
なんか話をなんか探さなきゃみたいな、だその努力が、
like、laziness.
まあなんかシャイな人とかもいるだろうし、もともと寡黙な人とかもいるだろうしさ、だ その中でこう努力、お互いの努力の量がマッチしてれば、ね、会話がスムーズにどんどん進んでってすごい楽、ありがたいっていうのもあるし、まあ、あもっと話してみたいなとか、もっと今度じゃあコーヒー行こっかとかなっていくわけじゃん、うん、だからまあ確かに初対面だったらね、結構喋ってくれたら好感はあるかもしれない。
I wonder how the proportion of who's speaking plays out, you know, naturally. Because there are people that will have a tendency to be the one that's mostly talking when they first meet someone. And then there are people that have a tendency to not be the one that's mostly talking. So you can have two shy people that don't really talk that much meet each other for the first time. Or you can have two very talkative people...meet each other for the first time, and do they tend、ね、to get along better or worse? You know, it's kind of interesting.、ね、
いや、すごい静かな人2人が一緒だとどうなるんだろうね。まあ、あんま喋んないのかな。なんかそれ私が結構ずっと不思議。Because たまにだからやっぱり私がすごい会話を見つけないといけない相手っているじゃん。すごい静か でちょっとほっとくとシーンとしちゃうみたいな。
うん、
だそういう人と一緒にいるときに。そう、あの静かな相手と一緒だとどうなるのかなって気になることは確かにある。 But, あと相手によっても違くない？その私さ、この友達と一緒にいるときはほぼ自分が聞いてるとか、でこの友達といるときはまあまあ自分が喋ってるかなとかさ、
うん、
相手によって変わってこない？そうでもない？
Yeah. And I think so. And alsoWell, how would you categorize yourself? Are you less talkative first meeting type or more talkative when you're first meeting someone type? It sounds like less talkative since you want the other person to talk. and you're lazy.
I'm definitely not lazy, but yeah, そういうのが楽っていうだけで、でも、あの、喋ろうという努力はするよ。やっぱ初対面でこう何かね、気になることがあったら質問してみるとかさ、なんか相手のことを知りたいから頑張って喋ると思う。だから 30% 40% とか、あの、まあ、グループとかだとまた別だけど、1対1とかだったら、まあ、少なくとも半分は喋るようにはするんじゃないかな。
What I actually find slightly more interesting than who's talking is who's deciding what to talk about.
Right.
So sometimes the person that's talking less is the one that's deciding what to talk about by asking questions.
Yeah.
And sometimes you could be talking about yourself or you could be talking about the other person, right?
Right. いや、確かに。でも私もなんかそれをでもやっちゃうかも。なんかファシリテイトしようとしちゃうかも。あの、一対一だったらまだあれなんだけど、三人以上とかになってくると、こうずっとさ、同じ話みたいな。で、ちょっともう、あ、ここから違うトピックにした方が、もうちょっと盛り上がりそうだなとか。で、
あの、ちょっと
次とは言わないけど、なんか違う方向に行く質問をしたりとかするかもしれない。
Yeah.
うん。なんかそういえばさみたいな。はやっちゃうかも。
I like talking, but I don't really like talking about myself that much to people I don't know. To strangers. So I tend to ask about what they're doing.
Yeah.
When I meet new people, I see it as an opportunity to acquire new information. You know, so if I'm talking about me, I'm not really learning anything new.
Yeah.
So I don't know actually which is more selfish. It's like, you know, it might be more selfish to talk, to not be the one talking, because you get more out of it. But yeah, we tend to think of sort of selfish or egotistical people as talking about themselves.
Mm.
Of course, while I'm saying all of this, I am talking about myself. But how do you feel about that, like, personally?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
are you trying to learn something new when you meet someone for the first time, or?
Yeah, everything is new, right? I mean, I don't know these people, so, you know, right. I want to know what they do for a living. I want to know how much they know. For example, like at the Konshinkai, I want to know how much they know about the school, you know, if they know something that I don't know yet, or if they know something about the teachers that I don't know about yet. You know, if their kids are very happy, or they still cry at the entrance every morning, like our son, and you know, there's so many things that I'm 気になってる. You know, if their kids are gonna be joining the same club activities as ours, and you know, oh, does he need a change of clothes for the yoga club, or like all these questions, like, you know, are they eating enough at school? Do they actually have enough time to finish their lunch? Like, how about your kid, you know?
Do you have any non-kid questions?
yeah, so, you know, まあ grown up 同士だからさ、まあ仕事どうなってるとか、you know? There's a lot to talk about and where they're from, because our son's school has like people from all over the place. So then I think all the jokes that you say and stuff change as well, depending on who you're talking to.
Like how inappropriate they are, or what do you mean?
Yeah, so I made a slight mistake the other day. Like, since I got here, なんかちょっと icebreaker 的な感じでさ、なんか、because everyone points out that I sound American. So I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm kind of hoping to pick up some British accent here, because, you know, I always think that it sounds smarter. And then British people would just laugh, like, ha, 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 you know?
It's a very American thing to say, I'm sure.
I know. So they just laugh, right? So I tend to say this, but the other day I said it to someone, but she's not British. She's from Albania. And she was like, she was like, oh no, like it doesn't, your accent doesn't matter, you know, like American accent's great, you know, da da da. That wasn't really the reaction that I was going for.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of, the conversation turned into something, it's more like I'm feeling seriously sorry for myself because my English sounds American, mitaina. But that's not true. So,
does she have an Albanian accent?
Yeah.
On British? Or just
she Albanian? Just speaks English with accent.
Oh, so she didn't have a British accent?
No.
Okay.
No, but she has nothing to do with American accent either. So I thought it was just, you know, self-deprecation, humor. Right. But she
may have a similar or thought about her own accent.
Yeah, that's possible. So that totally didn't work. Like, she wasn't, you know, offended or anything. But, she started, like, nagusamete. And I was like, oh, like, you know, I'm just saying it. But yeah, so, you know, you really need to, like, honestly, I think in college we had, you know, people from different parts of the world, but not as much as right now with my son's school. So
you think so?
So like, まあ、正直言ってここまでダイバーシティがあるのは私も初めてだと思うんだよね。
うん。
だ会社とかでもさ、確かね、ヨーロッパ系の会社で働いてたからいろんな国の人いたんだけど、それでもやっぱちょっと傾向があるじゃん。なんかまあドイツ、イギリス、フランスとかさ。
うん。
だから今そういう感じじゃない。本当にもう、あ、確かちょっと聞いたことはあるけどみたいな国の人もいっぱいいるし、なんかよくわかんない、よく知らないとか。So, yeah, it's new and, まあ初対面だからみんな。
What's the standard, and what do people say when they first meet each other over there?
In these, like, school settings?
Just in the UK. The same.
In general, I don't know. I don't know. でもどっから来たのとか、あの英語上手ですねとかは全然言われないよね。絶対聞かれない。うん。あのどっから来たのを聞いちゃダメってことはないと思うんだけど、基本は聞かれない。
But you ask, right?
Sometimes.If it feels appropriate, like when they bring up something, like, you know,
okay.
自分の国に帰っててみたいな話をした時とか、
うん、
は、あ、どこの国なのとかは言うけど、あとその名前がさ、ちょっと変わってるとか、で、え、これどこの国みたいな、
うん、
そのスペル通り読まないみたいなとかさ、なんかデンマークとかさ、そういうのは聞いたりするけど、うん、あんまり、だから私も聞かれない、あの、まあ、聞かれ、聞かれることがゼロとは言わないけど、アメリカとかよりは全然聞かれないね。
うん。
うん。どこの国なのとか、あ、日本人みたいにこうゲスされることもないし、まあ、場所にもよるのかもしれないけど、今のところは。
That's, I don't know. I don't know if that's good or not.
まあ、well, there's a lot of people from...There's like so many non-British people in London. And I think some people don't want to be asked that question. Some people, you know, I don't know. For some people, maybe it's a sensitive topic. And because there are so many non-British people, it's nothing new or rare anyway. Mm-hmm. So I guess people don't really focus on the fact that, oh, maybe you were born somewhere else. なんか別に特筆すべき点ではないみたいな感じなのかな。I don't know.
London's diverse.
Yeah, I like it though because it doesn't make me feel like I'm gaijin. Like if everyone, mm-hmm. like everywhere I go, everyone I meet, if everyone is like, where are you from? Oh, you must be from somewhere else. You know, why are you here? You look Asian. You must be Chinese or Japanese. ずっと言われてたら、まあ確かになんかね、you're a 外人って言われてる感じするかもしれないけど、because nobody asked me that. It feels like it's okay that I'm here, like that I don't really stand out or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 次。
Egypt's Supreme Council for Media Regulations stated the following last week on Wednesday, quote, regulatory and licensing rules for digital platforms like Netflix and Disney Plus will be put in place that will include their commitment to respect the norms and social values of the state. The statement came soon after Saudi Arabia's media regulator and the Gulf Cooperation Council threatened legal action against Netflix if it did not censor content which they believe contradicts Islamic and societal values.
先週水曜日、エジプトのメディア規制最高評議会が、ネットフリックスやディズニープラスなどのデジタルプラットフォームに対し、国家規範や社会的価値を尊重することを約束させる規制やライセンス規則を設ける予定であると発表しました。サウジアラビアのメディア規制当局と湾岸協力会議がネットフリックスに対し、イスラム教と社会的な価値観に反するコンテンツを検閲しないのであれば法的措置を取ると脅しており、今回の声明はその直後に出されたものです。
Yep.
具体的にどういう、まあ、それ同性愛とかもそうだと思うんだけど、どっからどこまでがダメなの？
Are you talking about Egypt or Saudi Arabia?
Egypt.
I think Egypt did not make as direct a comment about sort of like Islam. So in that sense, it's a little
so it's less pretty vague,
stringent.
Then?
But I think it's mostly about certain content on Netflix, which was, it's mostly LGBTQ related content. But they feel that it's too prominent, it's too much general.
Disney Plus too, because Disney has been criticized for not representing LGBTQ people. So I don't. I'm not really sure what exactly Egypt is referring to when they talk about Disney Plus, like violence and stuff.
Well, they weren't necessarily that specific. I don't think it was. So much violence related. For Saudi specifically, they were criticizing a scene in the Jurassic World.
Jurassic
movie.
World? Okay.
It was kind of like a, I don't know, implied lesbian-ish scene, I think.
Okay. Can't remember, but okay.
Camp Cretaceous? Do you know Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous? Somehow I've like never heard of it. I guess it's a TV show, not the movie, maybe?
Okay.
I don't know. I've lost track of all the Jurassic World stuff.
Okay.
Park was great. The world stuff, not so much. And some lawyer on TV said that these are very unfortunate and painful clips for our children.
Oh, wait, Camp Cretaceous. Oh, yeah. I think my son watched the first episode and I was sitting next to him.
How'd you feel?
It's just a show for kids. I mean.
Okay.
Huh.
Do shows for kids have lesbian scenes? Or how lesbian was the scene?
I have no idea. I mean,
you weren't watching that closely.
でももっとすごいやついっぱい。だからその放送され、もともとだからサウジでのネットフリックスにあるコンテンツがある程度はでも検出されてるってことだよね。ネットフリックスの中では。そうだってこれが例に上がるってことはさ、じゃない？
What do you mean?
Well, if they think that the Camp Cretaceous is a problem, then it just means that a lot of the other shows are not even on Netflix Saudi Arabia, right?
I'm not sure what
like, to begin
they're
with.
Permitting to be shown or not.
Hmm. Or I mean, apparently like, so Netflix 側が自主的にだって一応 censor してるんじゃないの?
Yeah, a lot of stuff gets right? banned. So they right? banned certain Disney stuff for same-sex LGBTQ stuff. And I know you said Disney hasn't really represented LGBTQ, but they banned Lightyear. I guess Buzz Lightyear is gay or something. I didn't know that. But
huh.
And
okay.
Onward and Doctor Strange, which I think is a Marvel thing.
Ah, okay.
I guess Doctor Strange is gay. I don't know.
I can't remember. Well,
most of them
are
gay,
remember.
Right?
I mean, none of these is, you know, like graphic or anything. Like, they don't really put focus. They're not. Those are not the contents that put focus on, you know, homosexuality and stuff. They just mention it maybe here and there. So
well, there's a lot of content on Netflix that puts a heavy focus on LGBT.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about, you know, Doctor Strange and all these things that you just mentioned on Disney Plus.
I think Lightyear has a massive focus on that, doesn't it?
So that's sort of like I haven't seen
doesn't
that.
Lightyear. Oh, okay. Which one have you seen?
I've seen Doctor Strange.
Did you watch Onward?
No, what's that?
Okay, so these other ones might have a strong LGBTQ focus, right?
Onward.
I think Buzz Lightyear is super gay.
Okay. I have no idea.
I saw a bunch of memes with Buzz Lightyear and sort of him being gay references, but...
Okay. Same-sex kiss.
Buzz Lightyear?
Yeah, it says there was a kiss scene, maybe.
Buzz Lightyear kissed a dude in the movie?
Yeah, but he's a toy. Like, who cares? He's a fucking toy.
Well, why does it matter if he's a toy or not? He's walking around and he's talking and he's like a person, right? He's not a toy. Toys don't...
Onward.
Walk around. But this isn't, you know, this isn't just these countries. Obviously, China has had a similar approach for quite a long time, and China has banned or censored a lot of content from these sorts of platforms. And so in some sense, these countries are following in, you know, the lead, China's lead here as far as how to approach censoring and banning things that violate their values.
Right. You mean the government's values?
Well, I think in the case of Egypt and Saudi Arabia, it it's debatable how much of that is just the government's values.
Because, like, if it's just the citizens,
for example, you know.
Yeah, but if it's the citizens and if they don't like it, they can just not watch it, right? You don't have to.
You could say that about a lot of content in the United States that gets canceled or banned, which is a lot, right? Domestically, in the United States, a lot of things get canceled or banned or censored.
For the government to force some companies to, you know, censor, like self-censor movies and stuff.
Right, but I'm saying it would be mostly sentiment of people who are Muslim to a large degree, presumably in places like Saudi Arabia, right?
Right, but they can just tell Netflix to have, you know, clear labels and stuff, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, they already
label stuff as, you know, as like a warning label, like warning contains, you know, same sex making out or something.
Well, Netflix already has some labels, right? I see it all the time. I pay attention because, you know, I have to choose what to show my son. And actually, animal documentaries have different labels.
Reality.
They all contain reality. They all contain dead animals, you know, lions eating zebras and stuff. Mm-hmm. But その動物が食べられたり死んだり血が出たりっていうのは、まあ、どのドキュメンタリーでも出るのは出るじゃん、動物な、ならば。なんだけど、その中でも、あの、死体がすごい例えば猿とか、猿の赤ちゃんとか、その、死んでる動物の顔がすごい映るとかの時は、ちょっと違う言い方で書いてあるんだよね。なんか、I can't remember exactly, but、その結構死体が出てきますみたいな、のがあの ラベルがついてるのね。で、そうじゃないやつだ。ん
?Specifically for primates? Like contains primate death?
I can't remember, but
it's just... Shocking primate death.
It just says like, なんかその dead body すごい映りますみたいな。あの、そうじゃないやつは単純にその例えばシマウマが倒れててライオンがそれを食べてるんだけど、わざわざそのシマウマの顔とかは映らないし、もうなんか、お肉ですみたいな感じ、mm-hmm. でそれ確かにちょっとその今4歳に何見せるかって言った時にちょっとそのショッキング度はやっぱ違うじゃん。なんかその死んでる顔がめっちゃ映るとか、うん、なんか子供は結構柔軟だから、そのなんかを見てすごいみたいにね、そういうなんていうの、普通に見れるようなドキュメンタリーレベルですごくショックを受けるみたいな繊細さは、まあ、うちの子はそこまでではないんだけど、それでもやっぱりなんか毎日上波で虎のなんかドキュメンタリー見てた時に虎が毛皮にされちゃってるみたいな、でそのイリーゴルポーチングしてる人から押収したその虎の毛皮みたいなホルマリン漬けみたいになってて、それをこうベロンって出すんだよね。でやっぱ顔もついてるし、なんとか毛皮って言ってもさ、売ってる毛皮じゃなくてもう本当に剥いでそのままだから、
手とかもそのまま。
I don't know if they were still alive when they skinned them, but you know it looks pretty.
Did you see this?
What?
This skinning.
I didn't see the skinning part, but they just show the confiscated fur in this like liquid, and they will like take it out and then kind of show it, like, oh, look at the hand, and you know, because it's sort of なんかちぎれてる because they use the wire snare and that sort of cut into their flesh, blah blah. And my son was watching that, and he was pretty, you know.He was like, what is this? You know? And I had to explain it to him. And it was ちょっと、ショッキングすぎるかなって思ったから。Mm. My point was like, yeah, Netflix already has these labels. And 結構何細分化されているというか、意外と。
Do you think they should have LGBTQ labels on their
I don't think they content? Should. That would be really weird.
Should they just...
But
is that, would that be better than banning it? Because they're going to ban it now, right?
I think that would be definitely better than banning it. But I guess they're not going to be... I mean, these countries are... I don't think they're going to be happy with the labels anyway.
Do you think countries should allow massive multinational or... I mean, these sort of Western corporations, media corporations, to just sort of inject any sort of content they want into countries? Like, you know, from their state's point of view, right?
Yeah.
It could be interpreted as subversive to their culture, to their values, and consequently their influence and control over their country.
Right. I mean, they can try doing the same.
You mean like exporting TV shows to the United States?
Yeah.
They've got no chance.
And if they're fun people watch. I mean, like China could, you know, make some movies and videos and
doing that. They control the NBA. We've seen China has engaged in sort of an adversarial way in terms of that.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about like they will make some, you know, platforms and then they will show movies and TV shows. And, you know, of course that will contain Chinese values and political agenda and whatnot, right? And if...
Would you watch Chinese Netflix?
I might try just out of curiosity, no. But... You know,
what you're saying is not realistic.
If that resonates with people, if people like it, then people will watch it. And if people don't like it, then they won't watch it, right? So for the government to sort of intervene and be like, you know, you guys cannot watch this. We're going to ban it. Like,
well, there,
you don't even have a choice.
There's a lot of pressure from the older generations, as well as parents, as well as devoutly sort of religious people within these countries.
Well, if the parents are concerned,
they're
then
pressuring the government, right? To
well, if parents are concerned, then just stop paying for it. Then your kids can't watch it, right? Just stop paying for Netflix and Disney Plus.
Well, they don't. It's not about necessarily like just their own children, and they may not necessarily have control over their own children. This isn't my point of view. I'm just trying to talk about from their perspective.
Right.
Right.
Well, I mean, no matter what you do, your kids' friends will be watching whatever that you wouldn't want them to be watching, and they would talk to your kids about those things. And
so imagine, for example, that you were living in one of these countries, or let's say you're living where you are, and your child starts watching some content that their friend showed them that you think is, you know, bad.
Not appropriate, yeah.
Yeah, totally inappropriate. Then you may call your local representative and put pressure on this evil American corporation.
That's crazy, right? I mean,
it's happening within the United States all day long, though. So I don't think it's that. It's happening within Western culture, and so like the United States in 1950 would probably shut down Netflix today. Like the cultural shift over time in the same place is great enough that, you know, there's a lot of content, movies, TV shows, whatever, from 60, 70 years ago or even more recently that would be canceled, deplatformed, not permitted on any of these, you know, distribution networks. Wow.
When we were children, Teletubbies was, you know, had a lot of criticism, right? That it's promoting homosexuality because of one of the characters purple and whatever, like weird reasons.
They're pretty. And I guess they're pretty.
I guess no one really, you know, is like, oh, like, let's ban Teletubbies. But
I don't think people were trying to ban Teletubbies.
I mean, I'm living in a society where banning LGBTQ TV shows just doesn't make any sense, because like my son was going to this school in Tokyo and one of his friends had two moms, you know? So yeah, you can ban these shows all day long, but in reality, you will meet LGBTQ people. I'm one of them. And it's like, you can't erase these people. So what's the point?
Right. But you can say that to people in Saudi Arabia and they're not gonna listen to you. So what's the point?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if
there's a very strong religious aspect to this, right?
If people
and that's also the case within the United States.
Like, if people want to cancel certain things, and then, you know, that's whatever. But that's one thing. But, you know, if the government intervenes and censors stuff, then
that's like what China is.
Yeah, it's like especially like Netflix when. You know, especially like Netflix, like, oh, you're sharing the same platform. You know, we have Netflix, you guys have Netflix, but then, you know, you have way more contents that we cannot even see.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think whether a country wants some content or not is really up to the people in that country. Fortunately, that I think is mostly the case. But there's no need to force a country to, you know, accept certain content. Things don't change overnight, just like, you know, the royalty situation or whatever else.
Yeah, if that's what most people in that country wants, you know, if everyone's like, I don't even want an access to Twitter. I don't even want access to all these movies on Netflix, you know? Like, I want my government to just remove them so that it won't even be in my sight. Like, ever. No.
Chinese researchers at the Beijing Research Institute of Uranium Geology have discovered a new crystalline mineral called changisite, not sure if I'm saying that correctly, within lunar samples collected in 2020 by the Chinese Chang'e 5 mission. The mineral is a columnar crystal phosphate, and it was found within lunar basalt samples taken from the Oceanus Procellarum region of lunar Maria. It is the sixth new lunar mineral identified. The research team used a nanosampling needle with a tip smaller than 0.5 microns to move individual lunar particles one at a time before selecting a single crystal particle 10 microns in length from among 140,000 particles in a 15 milligram sample. It took the team 8 hours to cut the mineral particle away from the rest of the sample material using a focused ion beam electron microscope. The finding was announced on September 9th at the Commission on New Minerals Nomenclature and Classification.
北京ウラン地質研究所の研究チームが9月9日に開催された新鉱物命名分類委員会にて2020年に中国がジョーガ5号ミッションにより月で採取したサンプル内にチェンジサイトという新しい結晶性鉱物を発見したと発表しました。この鉱物はリン酸塩の柱状結晶で月の海に位置するオセラスプロセラムで採取された玄武岩サンプルから発見されました。月で見つかった新しい鉱物はこれで6種類目です。チームは先端の細さが 0.5 ミクロン以下のナノサンプリング針を使って粒子を一つずつ動かして15ミリのサンプルに含まれる14万個の粒子の中から長さ10ミクロンの単結晶を選定しました。鉱物の粒子をサンプルから切り離すのに収束イオンビーム電子顕微鏡を使って8時間かかったそうです。 つらい。
Yep.
14万個の粒子一つずつ動かす。途中で嫌になっちゃいそう。もういいってなりそう。
One of the researchers actually spent pretty much all day every day for months just moving particles around.
Yeah.
Examining the sample.
So, 大変すぎるわ。
Did you see the picture?
No. That was a picture?
Yeah. Very pretty picture. Say transparent crystal.
Okay. So, あ、本当だ。もうなんか結晶とはみたいな。結晶っていうものの定義みたいな見た目だね。
Yeah, it looks like, I don't know if it looks different from other crystals, or what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, it looks like a crystal.
There's nothing noticeably strange or lunar about it, right?
Yeah. 透明のなんかね、結晶。長細い、もう多分みんながこんな感じかなって想像したそのまんまみたいな感じ。
Yeah.
So, but this is something that we don't have here.
We don't think so. It has happened before that they discovered a new mineral on the moon, and then later we discovered the same mineral on Earth. So we're like, oh
okay.
It's sort of normal, so.
そっか.
Yeah, so this lunar crystal.
Yeah.
What do you think?
What do I think? I don't know what to think. It's cool that they found something new. But I don't know the implications or anything. I don't know. What are the implications?
I don't know if anyone really knows what the implications of this new crystal are yet.
Okay.
It'll take time to figure out if it's useful in some way. It is interesting that crystals grow just fine in lunar gravity. I mean, I guess they would. I guess crystals grow quite well in zero G, so. But this is very, you know, this is very sophisticated, high quality science done by obviously the Chinese space program and this team at this research institute. And you know, there's as much as people may have negative feelings towards China, they are doing some great research that forwards the knowledge and understanding of all human beings, so can appreciate that. Yeah, what do you make of it?
I don't know. If you have
nothing to say. You have nothing to add about this very cool Chinese moon crystal.
It's cool that they found something new.
What do you think of the name?
Change site?
I think it's Changi, but I could be wrong.
いや、日本語だとなんか、ジョーガって漢字のまんま読んじゃってるから。でも、チェンジサイトって呼ぶのかね、これ自体はね。ジョーガサイトとか言わないでしょ、多分。カタカナで。呼ぶでしょ、きっと、鉱物だから。
Is it チェンジ or チェンギ?
I have no idea、
うん、
中国語全然わかんないからな。なんかゲスすらもできないね。だってこのジョーガだってさ、わかんないじゃん。私ググったもん、これチェンジ、これなん日本語だったら何なんだろう。いつもなんかミッションの名前さとか、あの何衛星の名前、人工衛星の名前とかさ、漢字じゃん、
うん、
読み方ググんないとわかんない、中国語。
確かに、
うん、This is、well. 月の裏側 right?、This
I don't think so. プロセラ
No?
I don't think so.
Oh,
Chang'e 5?
Yeah.
I thought it was on this side. I think it's on the left side of the moon. Sort of、oh. the upper left, one of the seas. So、okay. this, the mare, or maria, which is plural,、refers to the seas. They thought、okay. they were oceans.On the moon,、right. they're not oceans.
Right. Ah, こっち側なのか。
Yeah.
The western edge of the moon's near side.
Yep.
Visible side of the moon.
But they will be collecting samples from the far side of the moon with Chang'e 6, which is their next mission. Maybe you saw something about that. And in this mission, they collected about 1.7 kilos of material.
That's a lot.
Which isn't bad. But those materials collected from the moon have enormous value. Enormous value. And so these research institutes, many laboratories around the world can get access to samples like this. But it's quite expensive.And you know, there's a whole process to request it, and you know, you may not get a sample. But that's why they're so meticulous, particle right. by particle, and they don't want to mess with the sample too much either.
Right. まあそうだね。ここが一番大事なところなのにね、こう持ってきたって。どんだけ頑張ってさ行って持って帰ってきたって、それがめちゃくちゃになっちゃったら意味ないもんね。
And we're still discovering new stuff from the moon. And this is a discovery that was missed with all the other samples. Now it's possible that the other samples were not from...You know, the material on the surface of the moon, the lunar regolith, is not uniform. So samples from one area may contain some artifact that you don't find in a sample from a different area on the moon.
Is someone having a party?
Do you hear these voices outside?
Yeah.
Hold on, Let me close the window to my bathroom, which is like outside.
Oh, so, right.
Hold on a second.
そう、マイケルのね、トイレ何回も行くけど、外なんだよね。外ではないんだけど、なんか窓があって、立て付けがちょっとあんま良くない感じなんだよね。外で人が喋ってると多分声が聞こえちゃうのかな。Welcome back.
Is it better?
I guess so. Yeah, I guess.
でっけ。
何のパーティーし、何のパーティー、あ、でもまだ聞こえる。すごいね。何のパーティーして、珍しいね、日本で。
Some people are just really loud when they're drunk and having fun.
What time is it there?
8時。
Is it still hot-ish?
Well, I have COVID, so I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, そうだ。Yeah, ついに Welcome to this other side. Welcome to the rest of the world. I guess that's what I told you. Yeah.
Has everyone, you think everyone's gotten it? I'm the last person.
Ah, 日本では全然じゃない。ロンドンだったら、ロンドンだったらかかったことない人なんて、 いるのかな、この年代でね、私たちぐらいの年代でかかってないっていう人結構少ないんじゃないかなって思うけども、残念ながら、
うん、It's weird. It's a weird experience, I have to say.
でも結構早かったね、回復。私より全然早いよね。
Yeah、
うん、
I had symptoms 3 days ago、
うん、
when I started.
早いよ、めっちゃ、うん、
But I only have 2 shots. I only got 2 shots.
Yeah.
And my experience on the second shot was much worse than what's going on now.
Oh, right, right. まあそうだね。
Well, what's going on now is probably not as bad as it would be if I hadn't nearly died from my second shot.
Right.
So I guess I'm grateful. I don't know. But there is a psychological aspect to the whole testing positive when it's your first time. Maybe if it's like your third time getting it, it doesn't really matter to you as much. But the first day was very difficult, I have to say. I almost called an ambulance the first day. Almost.
Why was that?
Oh, it's just the... It's just excruciating, and I couldn't. I was just writhing in pain. The first day, I was very uncomfortable, I have to say. And the symptoms have sort of evolved in a weird way.
Okay. Did you say you knew how you got it, or you have no idea?
I have no idea.
Hmm.
I didn't really... I met one friend last week who didn't have it, still doesn't have it.
As far as they know, right?
Well,
they didn't.
Yeah, I don't know who else. Yeah. I went to the gym. I could have gotten it there. Mm. I went to some cafes. Could have gotten it there. Mm. I don't know. Nothing obvious.
Mm.
So.
Right.
What was your experience like?
I think the first 1 or 2 days I had a high fever and my body hurt like crazy. And then my fever went down, but then I had this really severe fatigue for like a week. And towards the end of it, I lost my sense of smell and taste. So
towards
you still
the end.
Have it.
Really?
Yeah, towards the end of it, yeah.
I have not lost any sense of smell or taste. That I can tell.
Mm, good. Yeah, that's really annoying. So
I don't have any fatigue. I actually have to stop myself from like exercising.
Yeah, it's so lucky だよ。だから本当に。
But I do feel something in my chest, sort of a discomfort.
Okay.
And I do.
But you're not coughing, right?
Apparently not. Have I coughed? I haven't really.
No, I wasn't coughing either.
So. I was coughing yesterday a bit, but
Oh, and I got these like blisters on my arm. Apparently, that's very common. Yeah, I think I sent you a picture, but
yeah.
But that also showed up towards the end of the week.
It wasn't monkeypox, right? It was
no, that was towards the end of the week. So. You know, like, it just has this weird shift in symptoms. That was quite annoying.
I could still lose my smell and taste and get monkeypox, not monkeypox.
Well, yeah, you could. I think you could lose your sense of smell. But who knows? I mean, a lot of people don't get that either, so.
Hmm. Did you throw up at all?
No.
I was puking. I was very nauseous. And I had to sleep with a trash bag next to me.
Oh, God.
Not what you want to do. I couldn't even get up the first day. I couldn't even sit up. It was wild. But I think I'm okay. I think so. Mm. That's what I said yesterday. And then last night I felt terrible. But then I woke up and I feel okay again. It's possible I'll get hit. It's like at night. All of a sudden.
You really need to rest. I mean, even if you feel like you're okay.
What does rest mean? Like,
just lie down.
Phone?
No, just close your eyes and sleep. Listen to some podcast or radio, whatever. Don't use your eyes. Don't use your brain. Like, using your brain, like looking at something, like reading whatever on your phone, that actually makes a huge difference
in a bad way.
Slowing down your recovery.
Oh, actually, I've had to listen to stuff and keep myself distracted quite a bit. I noticed that my mind would not shut up.
Yeah, so you really need to listen to like something and just not think.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Yeah, 本当に違うと思う。全然その recovery のスピードが。
Well, it's fine now, but when I was the last few days, when I would try to sleep, my mind would have like a million different ideas.
Yeah.
And then put them all together in a way that doesn't make any sense, and then visualize it. And run through that hundreds of times over and over until I felt like I was literally losing my mind.
Yeah.
And I think it was because of the fevers.
Right.
There's something about fevers and just your imagination sort of gets hijacked and you...
Yeah.
It's like you can't really control this stream of consciousness or thought, I should say. So... But I'm weirdly prone to like fever dreams. I have been like my whole life. So.
Yeah, でも本当にね休まないとなんか長引いちゃうから、like、そのロングコビットとかもそうだけど、you know they say you really need to rest.
But just lie down.
Yeah, just lie down. Don't do anything. Like that's why I thought you should take this week off. Because you know. Recording, like making notes, reading news stories, and sitting and, you know, just talking about stuff, like thinking about all these things. And
oh, this is easy.
That actually consumes a lot of energy. More than you think.
Nah. All the rest of the stuff I do is way more difficult. So I've taken a break from anything programming related, anything sort of work related, but talking is very easy for me. It's harder for me to not talk.
It's harder personally. For you to not talk?
Yeah.
When you have fever?
Yeah. I've just been texting people. I'm just at home. I can't even go outside. I'm just sitting in here. I'm like calling people. Like, hey, I have COVID. What's up?
You're supposed to be sleeping.
That's my resting. They were doing construction right next to my building all day today. So I couldn't sleep even if I wanted to. Yeah. But
yeah, I can't imagine living... Well, yeah.
What?
Well, I mean, your wife is in the States right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I can't imagine what it's like to be alone with... COVID, because you have to go get your own water and, you know, all kinds of things you have to.
So I got a lot of stuff before I took the antigen test.
Right. でもなんか東京ってさ、なんかくれるんでしょ、食べ物とか。送ってくれるんでしょ。
Who?
The government. Or.
Oh, really? The government doesn't know I have COVID.
COVID. で、なんかツイッターでよく見るよ。なんかこんなのが送られてきました。こんなたくさん食べ物が来ましたみたいな。それで、え、そんなことしてくれんだみたいな。いいなと思ったんだけど。
Mm-hmm.
You should try.
I never heard of that.
Okay. You should try. Send me a picture.
Wait, how do you do this?
I have no idea. I mean, how would I know?
I've never heard of it.
あ、そうなの。なんか送ってくれると
書いてあったけど。It's hard to, like, if you get sick here with COVID, it's like, what are you supposed to do? The testing centers will not allow you to go there. If you have symptoms, you have to actually make an appointment at, well, you're supposed to make an appointment like through your doctor, and then they can arrange like a test where, you know, they have the like glass boxes where they stick their arms in the gloves. Like, you have to go to one of those places if you have symptoms and you want to get the PCR test.
自宅療養され、療養されている人に健、I don't get it. あ、同居されている方や知人から買い物の支援が受けられない方など。あ、インターネット通販とかで食料品の調達が難しい方。
Oh, so that's not me.
Yeah, that's not you. そっか、なんかおじいちゃんおばあちゃんとかで、あれか、ネットとかがあんま使えないみたいな人か。
And then they get food for free?
どうなんだろう。あ、でも、食料品2箱分。
無料？
お届けだって。無料なのかな？
無料？
多分。書いてない。送
料は？送料？
わかんない。
無料？
無料なんじゃない？値段とか書いてないもん。すごいよ、でも。めっちゃいっぱい食べ物、これ。なんか、何？赤いきつねとか、カレーとか。
I had a lot of okayu. A lot of okayu.
Okay.
I mean, basically only. なんかめんつゆ
とかも入ってんだけど、すごいな。
へぇ。
へぇ。東京すごいじゃん。
But is it free or not? That's what I want to know. That's what matters.
It must be free because otherwise it would tell you how much it is, right? So.
I don't know. But you have to not be able to use the computer or your phone.
Yeah. So it's not you. It's for those かわいそうなおじいちゃんとかおばあちゃん。
How do they find out about this though without the internet or without their phone?
まあだから多分あれじゃない、そのもうみんな次第、みんな次第だけど、だからちょっとネットとかで買える人はちょっと遠慮してねぐらいのことじゃない。だその戸川でそれをさ、スクリーニングはしないけど、本当に困ってる人に届くように、本当に困ってる人だけが使ってねってことなんじゃないの。なるほどね。
The antigen test is crazy. Like, you have to stick that thing so far down your throat.
Kind of. Well, not really.
Yes, you do. At least the one I did. The instructions sheet said, stick this thing all the way. Like, it shows a diagram, like a side cutout. And it's like, like it's all the way, like,
oh wait, it's from
like
your mouth
way.
You do it from your mouth.
There's two versions or two ways to do it with this test that I got. And one is you go through the nose all the way and then you stab it through the back of your neck. And the other one basically it needs to get all the way to the back side of your esophagus. Right. Which is quite, it's hard to do it yourself. Because I had been puking, so it's like, I was very reluctant to start gagging on this thing. But Hmm. Yeah. Anyways.
そっか。口からできるやつもあるんだ。The one that we have is、yeah. just from the nose. And...
That's worse.
I mean, you kind of have to go deep, but not so much, you know.
No.
I know this because I've done this myself, and then I had to do it at the pharmacy once, and the pharmacy people didn't go that far.
Hmm.
Like, we were going way further than the pharmacy person.
Wow.
So、Why? When they did that, we were like, oh, こんなんでいいんだみたいな。
But it's like completely past your nose, right? Into like the center of your skull.
No. No. So when I got positive test, that I did it myself. I didn't go like too deep or anything. I mean, I would like,、mm. it's kind of like, it's uncomfortable enough that my eyes will be watery, but not like to the scary level.
Hmm. Maybe I'm a little sensitive to it. I'll send you a picture of the diagram so you can see how intense、mm. it's supposed to be with this testing kit. So.
Yeah.文字起こしのテキストや 各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。今週かな、新しいエッセイ出して、あともう一本出てるんだよね、もう。あれ?公開してもらって。
What's the topic?
1個目は、ね、電話対応のやり方みたいな、oh, yeah. 英語で電話。なんかまあ特に失礼な相手から電話かかってきた時に、そう、どうやったら断る、どうやって断るかみたいなのと、まあ、あと普通に電話を受けたりかける時のお役立ち表現みたいな。もう一個は、あの、久しぶりに何々したみたいな言い方。3ヶ月ぶりに髪を切ったとか、そういうね、言い方のが、まあ、何種類か英語はあるから、それを紹介しています。宿題も毎週出しているので、ぜひやってみてください。解説もね、あの、頑張って書いてるんで、まあ、ちょっと間違えた場合でも、あ、これだからこう間違ったのかなとかって分かってもらえるように、あの、説明しているつもりなので、ぜひやってみてください。引き続き宿題へ あのフィードバック、リクエストなど、あの、ご意見を募集しているので、ツイッターなりバイリンガルニュース JP あと gmail.com メールでも募集しています。バイリンガルニュース .jp サイトでは、あの、いろんなオリジナルグッズを売っています。広告を入れずに自腹で運営しているので、何か気に入ったものがあったら、アプリなりグッズなりサポートしていただけると番組の継続に大変助かります。すでに、あの、サポートしてくださっている方々、本当にありがとうございます。
ありがとうございます。
Twitter、Facebook、Instagram やってるので、そちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。I wanted to ask you、
yeah?
Did you see the Apple event
I didn't see the Apple event, but I've read about it.
Hmm. What was your overall impression?
I don't know. My phone's broken, and I'm just debating if I should just, you know, try to fix it or get a new one or... Yeah.
Did you see that they're banning, Brazil is banning...The iPhone because it's not shipping with a charger.
Ah, so なんだ.
And then there's this whole debate: is like shipping it with the charger better for the environment or worse for the environment?
Right. Wait, so charger がないとダメなんだ。どういう法律ってこと？そのチャージャーがないと使えないじゃんってこと？それがセットで、
I guess so.
別途で金を取るのがダメってこと。
There are multiple reasons why people don't like it. Some people say, well, the charger is like upgraded every once in a while, so it's like you're kind of stuck with the old charger, and then there's the whole USB-C thing, where I guess Europe wants the iPhone to have USB-C, and...
Right.
I don't know. Not necessarily. The timing of the Brazil thing was, I think it was like right before the event or right after the event or something.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of, kind of a big deal, but yeah, you didn't have any particular reaction to the event. I wouldn't get the iPhone 14 because it's basically the iPhone 13. It's the same phone. Well, it has like the little island thing. Right. And I think it has...
And you can customize the home screen, right? That's what I saw. Well, the lock screen.
Yeah. Yeah. There are some very minor improvements. Hmm. But it has like the same chip.
Hmm.
But the iPhone 14 Pro might be worth upgrading to for certain people. Hmm. Hey, which one are you using?
10S.
10S?
Hmm.
10S.
Yeah.
That came out a year after the 10?
Yeah,
it came out the same time as the 10. And the 10 is the X, right? I thought S comes out the year after the number comes out. Or did they change that?
I can't remember. I don't even know when I bought this. How long has it been? I have no idea. But this pink line is so annoying.
I think it looks nice. It's in a nice place.
It's a cute color.
It's a cute color.
It's a cute color, but it's... たまにだからね、やっぱ線がさ、ちょい太いから、その写真とか字とかがちょっと隠れちゃうみたいな時があるんだよね。この線のせいで。それがちょっと。
Wait, it's not one pixel wide?It's more than one pixel?
どうなんだろうこれ。でも結構太くない、最初はねこれがなんかちょっとかすれたりとかしてたんだけど、もう今ピカリーンってなってるから、なんか本当は何ジーニアスバーに持っていきたいんだけど、
修理はいくらぐらい？
わかんない。Well, I had to cancel it twice.
修理？
なんかちょっと予約していけなくて、予約していけなくてみたいな。でもこれめっちゃ便利さ。テクストが来るのね。なんかこの予約入れしましたよねみたいな。で、キャンセルしたいときは1かなんかをテキストしたらもういつでもキャンセルできますみたいな。
Oh, text message.
それすごいありがたい。そう、日本だとさ、テキストメッセージほとんど使えないじゃん。そういうやつで。なんでか分かんないけど、そのなんかさ、例えば電話のなんかバンドルのやつを変更するときに、そのワードをテキストしたら、まあできるとかさ。
There's a lot of that in the US too, like text whatever to do something.
そうそうそうそう、それがイギリスもめっちゃあってすごい便利。Like I had to add something to my bundle when I went to Spain. 海外でローミング安く使えるやつ。
Money bundle.
Like
what's your bundle?
I don't know, but you know whatever gigabyte.Something like I have a plan, right? And had to add this like roaming, like international roaming thing. And I should apply for it to make it cheaper,
right?
So, でもなんか roaming pass かなんか書いてテキストしたらメール来て開始しますか yes, yes かノーで答えてくださいみたいな。で、yes って書いたらもうそこから始まるみたいな。
You like this?
I like this because.I don't have to like log in and you know go to this SoftBank website type thing or whatever. I don't have to go to the store. I don't have to talk to anybody. I don't have to wait. And it's been pretty easy. だからそのアプライするときはそのローミングパスって書いて、でそしたら始まって、そのキャンセルするときはキャンセルローミングパスとかストップローミングパスかなんか打つと、もうここでおしまいですねみたいな。
So they just have your phone number registered in their system and they have something that can read text messages and trigger some sort of event in their database and then it's just managed that way.
So, 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 so. めっちゃ簡単じゃない?
Yeah.
I mean, they have the whole like website and you can log in and, you know, mess with your plans or whatever. Like, you can still do that, right. but... what's the point when you can just text them? So,
oh, they rescheduled the Artemis launch.
To when?
September 27th.
Oh.
Okay. Or October 2nd.
Okay.
One of those days.
でもすぐだね、結構。
Yeah, they I don't know if they've completed the quick disconnect repair. Maybe they have. But they will do a tanking test on Saturday this weekend.
Yeah.
And if the tanking test goes well, they will do another launch attempt on the 27th.
So, ああ、もうかわいそう、本当に。めっちゃ大変じゃん。もうこれで終わると思ったのにさ。ああ、まだ、まだ終わらないみたいな。全然、なんていうの、yeah. もう胃が痛いみたいな期間がさらに伸びちゃったみたいな。
How would you rate sort of the overall PR handling of this, or what is your impression of this whole thing?
I haven't seen anything about it.
What do you mean?
I haven't seen any article or headlines or anything about it.
About
the postponed,
the canceled launch?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Hmm. There are a lot of articles about it.
We live in different worlds. We live in different worlds. The algorithm is creating different worlds for both of us, so. Yeah, I don't see that.
Why does Twitter keep telling me it's some celebrity's birthday?
They don't tell me that anymore.
It's every single day, and I want to just delete that tab from the app. Cause
you can't
just
do that?
Toxic.
You can't do that?
I wish. I don't think so.
They did that to me like a long time ago, but they stopped it.
The birthday thing?
Or the birthday thing.
It's this celebrity's birthday. Like,
I guess they learned that I don't spend any second on it.
It's, to use a British term, it's absolutely daft.
Daft.
Just some insufferable celebrity's stupid birthday.
I don't know why they show it to you.
It shouldn't bother me, but when I feel like some other issue is more important and should be getting, you know, some attention, or Twitter could be showing people something, like, it's just who cares?
Yeah, it is weird.
It's this, like, celebrity's birthday. Ugh. Just
like,
stop,
to be honest,
please.
Like, even the people that I really like, you know, like BTS or whoever, you know, even the people that I really like and support, I don't really care about their birthdays. So
it's celebrities I've never heard of.
Yeah. So for Twitter to tell you like about birthdays of people that you don't even know about, then
how do I make it never show me another celebrity's birthday ever again? Like, how do I, you can't like curate or do anything with like the, what is that? The trending page?
You can mute topics, right? And
can I mute birthdays?
Yeah, maybe you can mute. Well, maybe you can mute celebrity birthdays.
It's celebrities I've never heard of. Am I that old? Like, what's going on?
Yeah,
I've like never heard of any of these people. I'm like, who?
Yeah, you're that old.
Do you know these people? You don't know these people.
They don't even show me that, so I have no idea who you're talking about. But I would think that I wouldn't know those people either.
Should I care about celebrities' birthdays?
No.
Okay.
Well, especially if you don't even know who they are.
Yeah, it's
like,
it's
even
absolutely
celebrities.
Like,
so YouTuber とかもっとわかんないし、普通のなんかハリウッド actors and actresses もうちょっと危うくなってきた、若い若者たちは。
I know some people really care about celebrities and the whole celebrity culture and the celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
But it's dumb. It's not bad. I'm not saying it's bad, but I don't know. When I say who cares, well, I guess I'm wrong. Some people care, you know.
It's just entertainment.
For some people, yeah. Yeah. Did you see Mark Zuckerberg training MMA?
Is that real?
What do you mean, is that real?
I didn't watch the video, but I just saw the thumbnail of Zuckerberg doing kickboxing or something. And then I thought, I immediately thought that that must be some deep fake video or something. Because Zuckerberg and...
Which is less human?
Kickboxing?
Zuckerberg or a deep fake video?
Yeah, like, I just thought that someone put Zuckerberg's face on someone else's body or whatever, because Zuckerberg and kickboxing just don't really go together in my brain.
Mark Zuckerberg is an athlete.
Okay.
He's an athlete.
Yeah. Okay.
He has excellent hand-eye coordination.
Okay.
He has excellent balance. He's good at windsurfing. We've seen this. He has the sunblock, like the sunblock on his nose.
Okay. Good for him. See, this is something that I don't need to know either. Just like celebrity birthdays. Like, okay, Zuckerberg is doing kickboxing. Like, who cares? Oh, he does windsurfing.
We care about Zuckerberg. You know who Zuckerberg is, right?
I do know who Zuckerberg is, but I have zero interest in his private life.
You don't care about
his
combat skills?
No. That's why I thought it was deep fake, because why would anyone want to watch him just do kickboxing?
Who would win, Zuckerberg or Jack Dorsey? MMA fight.
Well, if Zuckerberg has been training, then Zuckerberg, right? In my impression, Jack Dorsey's just meditating all day, every day. So.
That's true. He eats one meal a day. He can't be very strong.
Right? So Zuckerberg should win.
Zuckerberg's technique actually looks decent. I was impressed. I was like impressed. My respect level for Zuckerberg actually went up a few notches.
What's the difference? You just said like celebrity stuff is dumb. It's like what's the difference?
Why are you defending these celebrities nobody's ever heard of? It's Mark Zuckerberg. He's not defending these celebrities.
I'm just dissing Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg's not that
basically
bad. He's not
no
that
like
bad.
What's the difference? Yeah, okay,
I'm not putting Zuckerberg doing MMA at the top of the goddamn trending tab for millions of people's devices, right? I'm talking about Zuckerberg doing MMA because it's interesting and it's entertaining. I'm not shoving it at the top of the trending page over everything else happening on Earth. So there's a slight difference there. But he could turn his hips over a little more on his legs.
Okay. I mean, he has incredible amount of money and he can just train with whoever he wants probably. And good for him that he's staying healthy, I guess.
I love that he's becoming more human every year. And he's becoming more likable every year.
Is he?
I think so. I think Zuckerberg is growing on people just a little bit. He's not as popular as like any of the other tech CEOs yet, but he's working his way there. Yeah, and I look forward to seeing him fight.
So for you, this PR tactic is working. Like him releasing a video of him doing kickboxing is totally working. Like you like him a little bit more than the day before you watched this video.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I thought he was a robot before. Now I'm not. Like, I'm not sure.
He's actually a human.
Yeah, the humanness works, you know, as a strategy. You know, to.
Well, yeah, but usually it's like, you know, it's more like, oh, you know, Zuckerberg is helping someone, or, you know, he actually is a compassionate person, instead of like, oh, he plays sports, he's a human, now I like him a little bit more. It's like the bar is so freaking low.
I don't think that's a low bar.
Oh, he eats things. Oh, he's actually a human.
Wait, you said you were going to do some jujitsu.
Yeah, I want to. So I found this this really legit place near our station. I want to go with my son. And they do, I think, they do a bunch of things. But for kids, I think they have taekwondo and karate. And so, yeah, I'm thinking about it, but not anytime soon, because it's still at this transition phase into school. But in the meantime, I'm thinking of maybe like taking, like going to do some Pilates or something.
Not jujitsu.
I mean, I can look into it, but the hours are weird, right? Because it's a legit gym. During the day, it's for like the hontono fighters. So for normal people like me, you have to either go at night or on weekends. But you know, because I have a son and I can't go at night, and going on the weekend is quite difficult too. So I don't really know.
They don't have jiu-jitsu classes for small children.
Jiu-jitsu on then, I have to look into it, but この間聞いたのは karate to taekwondo って言ってた.
That'd be interesting if you started. More interesting than Mark Zuckerberg doing jiu-jitsu.
Hopefully. I mean, you know my son personally. So.
Yeah.
Anyway,終わり.
以上です.
Bye.
Bye.